And you're tuned to Pop Defed Radio, subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music I get sent, steal, or borrow. Please stand by.
We're basically existing in a fake world, a world which was created by man. The Creator gave us the earth, He put us here in the universe, He gave us our minds, He gave us all these tools to exist and survive within
the war on drugs is a war on people, and people's rights are being violated, and you're incarcerating and caging human beings, oftentimes who are simply victims of the sickness of addiction.
My name is Karen Hoffman. I'm calling from behind the wall in Marianna, Florida. This is the highest security women's federal prison in the country. I'm serving a nonviolent offense for LSD. Last June, I beat 6 mandatory life without parole sentences. I'm now down to 15 years. I've traveled all around the federal system. I was sent here after being falsely accused of the riot in 1995. This is the most depressing facility I've ever been at. The warden came through last year, took out any plant on the yard that had a flower on it. He took away all recreation, all arts and crafts. He took the plants out of our rooms. Just recently, they've now come around and they've hung doors with food slots. It looks like a death row unit. They're getting ready to lock us down all the time. Tonight was the fourth suicide attempt here in 30 days. Tonight, the woman was a friend of mine. She's a 40-year-old woman, a mother of two, who is a first-time offender doing a 25-year mandatory minimum sentence for a drug conspiracy case. I don't know. I just wish the people would realize, out there would realize, you know, what's really going on here. She didn't hurt anybody. I didn't hurt anybody. A lot of us are here because of a conspiracy, merely because somebody else said so. Thanks. Bye.
Are now your global policy. Now you police the globe.
Mother, I crack my smack my bitch right here in Hollywood.
Drug money's used to rig elections and train brutal corporate sponsored dictators around the world.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
Trying to build a prison, they're trying to build a prison for you and me.
I've been imprisoned in America for over 6 years, and I now have this opportunity to speak to the public and to say something that might mean something, and I find it really difficult. I mean, we can tell you stories of all the stupid and petty things that happened to us and try to put a little humor into it as a means for us to get through it, but I don't think it quite brings across the whole mind-numbing, dulling life that we lead. I'm locked up with about 200 women here, and there's another 1,000 across the street at the FCI. And I'll tell you, in these 6 years of being amongst prisoners and being one myself, tell you, the hardest thing for the women is to deal with their children and what happens to them on the streets, the, you know, the terrible situations that they're in, whether they're going to ever see these children again, whether, you know, the kids are going to school, are they on the streets, who's taking care of them, are they eating, are they, do they have clothes to go to school? It's difficult for us, but the greater pain is for these children themselves. So many women are here for ridiculous crimes and things that other people may have done or they may have known about and not spoken up about, and they suffer, but more importantly, the children of these prisoners suffer. 4 out of 5 women in prison have children. Some of these are older children, but a lot of them are young children. It breaks my heart to see, you know, my friend of 25 with 3 young kids at home that, you know, their father's locked up, she's locked up, they're in foster care. They don't know, you know, she can't see them, she can barely talk to them. You know, my children were 11 and 14, but now they're 20 and they're 17, and, you know, that's been the hardest thing of all. They have fortunately gotten through it, and I feel fairly safe and confident with them, but when you think of locking up people and severing them, their family ties, think of the children that are left behind.
My topic is sexism. Men have been issued long johns at no cost. Women must buy them. 80% of the female inmates earn 12 cents an hour. A set of long john costs $12. I wrote a formal request to staff concerning this issue. It reads as follows. The work cadre men were just issued 2 sets of long johns through laundry. Laundry officer Johnson informed me if I needed long johns, I should buy them from commissary. The inmates with the most exposure to the elements are CMS workers. We work outside all winter without the benefit of long johns or rain gear. Please explain this discrepancy. Do you plan on issuing long johns to the CMS women, as you have just done for the men? Thank you for your consideration. The reply is as follows. The cadre male workers were issued gear due to the type of work they were doing. The female inmates have the opportunity to purchase insulated underwear in the commissary. Patty Pratt's camp administrator. After I received this reply, the next step was a BP-9, which is an official prison complaint form. It reads as follows. In a cop-out dated December 10th, 96, I requested an explanation of the discrepancy in issuing long johns to male inmates but not to female CMS workers. Your reply was inadequate. You stated, quote, men were issued gear due to the type of work they were doing, end of quote. CMS female inmates have always done the same type of work the men do. For example, my work duties for the last 30 days in CMS were as follows. I built concrete forms and poured concrete. I framed, sheetrock, taped, and nutted a new computer room and an unheated warehouse. I built a wall-to-wall computer table for education. I replaced 3 doors, including cutting doors down to proper size and rebuilding the door frames. I applied asphalt sealer. I operated a D7 bulldozer, a tractor backhoe, and a 966 front end loader. We also have plumbers, mechanics, and farmers within CMS who all do the same type of work. I hope this clears up any misunderstanding. Do you plan on issuing long johns to CMS workers? If not, please explain the reason for the discrimination against female inmates.
Yesterday's executioner becomes today's victim. If you're the homeless poor or the social worker, you're still absorbed in the system. They must remain sick so we can continue to treat them.
ability to provide what people need. Crime. Whichever cage to be put in, of flesh or mind, there is a sin. Crime. From those confined or paranoid, someone else can be employed. Crime. Pay our debt to society, we pay captains of industry. Crime. Laboratories, privatized correctional facilities. For anybody doing time, we've been witness to the crime. Punishments for those who cast in pearls as wine. Someone profits from a crime. Punishments.
And I'm serving a 24-year sentence for conspiracy to distribute ecstasy.
Crime. And then seal off the neighborhood, a brand new prison for their own good. Crime. Executioner becomes today's victim. They must remain sick so we can continue to treat them.
My name is Jeff Goodman. Locked in 1992, I was sentenced to 81 months. I was given to the custody of the Minnesota Department of Corrections. The sentence that I received was severity level 8 in this state. Severity level 8 is equivalent to that of first degree rape, first degree assault, and the only crimes that carry a higher level are murder. In my final year in prison, aside from the dehumanization, I was forced to live with some very violent, sick men on a daily basis. It was traumatic. The sounds and the smells of prison defy description. If I could articulate it, I would do it. But it was horrible, and the pain that I caused my family was horrible. I lost my godfather and my grandmother while I was in prison, and I was not allowed to go to their funerals. When I was incarcerated, or before I was incarcerated, I told the judge, as did psychologists that testified on my behalf, my employer, my family, that I was not a danger to the community in any way, shape, or form, and I had genuinely straightened out my life. The judge chose to ignore that and go ahead and sentence me to this 7-year term. I have no record whatsoever. This is my first conviction of any kind. I told the judge before I was sentenced that I genuinely wanted to do some community service, and that to lock me up for 7 years would simply postpone whatever good that I could do. I had caused damage, and I asked to address that damage by trying to make the community healthier. The judge chose to ignore that and instead put me in prison, where the state spent over $100,000 on my punishment. I sat in prison for 3.5 years, watching suicides, fights, enormous drug use, corruption among guards, blatant discrimination among both race and religion, just about every horror you could imagine. Several people died in their sleep, living in cells next door to mine, or at least 2 or 3 cells down, and the guards didn't find them for up to 16 hours. And so I was living essentially next to dead people, and that was quite a horror. I had to listen to a man being beaten and raped on Thanksgiving Day in the showers just beneath my cell, and there was nothing I could do but sit there and take it. I wrapped a T-shirt around my head to try to block the noise out, but I couldn't block out his screams. daily existence in prison was really in survival mode, not saying or doing anything that would attract the attention of either other prisoners or the guards. And no matter how hard you minded your own business, you were constantly accused of doing something wrong or illegal or both. I was charged on several different occasions with infractions against the prison, which I was utterly and totally not guilty. I was taken to the hole for 9 days without any reason. And when I was released from the hole, I received a piece of paper stating that I was in a white supremacist prison gang. I happened to be Jewish, and I would be the very last person that would be in such gangs. And I was told that I was planning to assault another inmate. I'm completely nonviolent, and I had two prison psychologists that had tested me every way from sideways, that stated to my judge that I was completely nonviolent, yet the Department of Corrections chose to put me in this prison gang that I'd never even heard of until I told I was in it, and be accused of planning to assault other inmates. The insanity of prison is hard to articulate. Unfortunately, you need to go there to truly understand it, but once you've been to prison, no one wants to listen to what you have to say. You are deemed as a whiner, and nothing could be further from the truth. It seems as though everyone who wants to talk and write about prisons are the very people who have never been there. They have no concept of what it's like to live in a cage, which I do. They have no concept what it's like to be constantly accused of doing something that you've never done. I know what that's like. They have no idea what it's like to live under the constant threat of prosecution, death, violence, and the trauma that it does to a person's spirit. If it wasn't for my family and the support of my friends, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in right now, and I have a full and productive life.
And we're still listening to the special Drug War edition of Pop Defect Radio. That was Jeff Goodman, a prisoner of war, talking about the smells and the sounds of prison. You also heard Consolidated with a Business of Punishment off of the album of the same name on London Records. We heard from some other drug war prisoners from a CD called the November Coalition. We heard Nancy Martz from Dublin, California, women's prison there. We also heard from an anonymous drug war prisoner talking about sexism. That comes from the November Coalition. Go to www.november.org. That's www.november.org for more information. Or go to moreinfo@november.org. Or you can write to 795 South Cedar, Colville, Washington, 999-114. For more information about the November Coalition so you can get your hands on the CD. They do take messages. They haven't put out a CD in quite a while. This one's been out a couple of years. We also heard from System of a Down with Prison Song off of Captain Fred's World Cruise. I can't remember what number it is at the moment, but I want to hats off to Captain Fred from Berkeley Liberation Radio. We also heard Karen Hoffman, drug war prisoner from the FCI Mariana, Florida Women's Prison. And at the beginning of this edition of Pop Defect Radio, we heard from Corporate Avenger with FBI File off their album Freedom is a State of Mind. Go to www.subversivenoiserecords.com. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. You can find this program as well as fine other excellent audio programs at www.radio4all.net. That's www.radio4all.net. And we're hailing from the illegal Pirate Studios of Freak Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 FM. Pirate radio at its finest. You can find out more information and lock onto our live stream at www.microradio.net/FRSC. That's www.microradio.net/FRSC. And I think we'll end this broadcast of Pop Defect Radio with, what's playing behind me right now, which is called a band called Sucking Chest Wound, which I got long, many years ago. It's off their album War on Drugs, title track War on Drugs. We're going to be going into another drug war prisoner here. His name is Tyrone X. LX Love Jr. He's a drug war prisoner. Talking about the brutal treatment receiving after being transferred to ADX Florida, Colorado. Drug war prisoner after the 1995 riots that ensued throughout the prison system. This is what we're all looking forward to, kids. The drug war must end, and the drug war is still going on in the neighborhood near you. Thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Tyrone L. X. Love Jr. I trust all is well in your lives in this day and time. I'm currently incarcerated in ADX Florence, Colorado, the highest federal security prison in the United States. If you believe what the government are saying, we're labeled as the worst of the worst here. I ended up here as a result of the racist crack laws, which caused riots when Congress vetoed the Sentencing Commission recommendations to end the disparities between powder cocaine and base crack cocaine. I don't have much time to speak, but I can't emphasize enough the relationship, the slave labor, Unicorn prison factory, and the racist decision by Congress. For those of us who speak up, stand up to the Bureau of Prisons, we are deemed a threat, eventually ending up here on Merriam in Illinois. Brutality and sensory deprivation are the norm at these institutions. I arrived here from USP Lompoc with about 20 soldiers in regards to the riots. On Friday night, November 17th, upon our arrival at ADX Florence, Colorado, each one of us was brutally beaten while being processed in this facility. You could hear the screams of each convict as each one of us waited our turn sooner or later in a small holding cell. I had to learn the process of learning how to walk again, and I was savagely beaten for an hour, which also prematurely caused my hair to gray. We were tortured to repeatedly recite our name, number, and where we were, made to remember this was not Lompoc or Marion, Illinois, and that the number one rule was don't F blank, blank, blank with staff. Also, the last two prison persons left here were in body bags, and that no one has ever left ADX Florence, Colorado alive. I was kneed all over my body. My private parts was grabbed. I was repeatedly kneed in the sides of my legs hundreds of times. My leg lines were stepped on time and time again, causing my ankles to swell. It was no holds barred. We were beaten with over 50 staff in attendance while being processed. We were forced to take a so-called tuberculosis test. In the process of being beaten, we were given several seconds to put our clothes on. If not successful, you were beaten again. I also learned that several individuals were introduced to the toilet bowl and cement when they were brought to their cells. We were tortured so badly we were not allowed. This is the evilness we had to endure. For many of those in cell from now, America is racially divided. The O.J. Simpson case verdict is proof. The votes in Congress is abundantly clear. I'm indebted to those who are standing for the cause against the opposition, CIA, etc. In the event I'm found dead, I...
What has succeeded for the government is the media war.
This is drugs.
Media hailed it as a victory in the drug war.
If someone offers you drugs, what would you do?
Media hailed it as a victory in the drug war.
In the jungle land of narcotics, fight, claw, kill, and every man for himself.
This is the drug squad in action.
Die, die, die.
Keeps increasing. We ain't winning.
We got U.S. troops against the shiny path.
America's next Vietnam.
We're about to get into an archetype war.
The 90s issue. Actually, the issue at stake is patriotism. All it takes are a few good men.
We've used boats, planes, helicopters, Department of Defense, the Coast Guard, and the CIA.
And what do we have? More supply than ever.
They can stop it if they want to.
Takes her a few good men.
Boat, plane, helicopter.
Coast Guard, and the CIA.
We are going to win.
There's no war on drugs, there's war on people.
Oh.